Arlette 44-23 sometime in the fourth quarter.
Not much time left, about 2 minutes.
And Cassidy now continuing to pull away from Caro 64-39 in a high-scoring game there in Caro this evening.
Well, they said first one to 60 wins, so
I guess you could book
Cassidy with their sixth win.
Wow, impressive there. And this impressive win for Deckerville this evening, 50-20. Dave Hansen, final thoughts? After we'd like to thank our sponsors for this evening, that would be Thumb Sailor, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Sebring, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Apsey Funeral Home of Deckerville, Mayville State Bank, Kohler Propane, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure?
Deckerville always is a great host. You know, we enjoy coming here every year. And, again, the field was phenomenal, and they put on a good product tonight. That home team was tough to beat tonight. They showed that they can pass the ball, they can run the ball, they got multiple backs that can beat you, multiple guys that can catch the ball. That defense took a little while to get warmed up, but once they did, they shut down anything, any creative playbook this Mayville offense had. And I think Mayville is a team that is improving. I think they are a team that maybe in the future will be reckoned with, but right now it's all Deckerville. There's no match for them, and they're coming into their own. As the playoffs get closer, the Deckerville Eagles look a lot better.
And Dave Hansen, congratulations on your second straight victory in the media roundtable, now tied with Paul P. Adams at 3 wins apiece on the season. Dave Hansen, I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about this Sunday at 7 p.m. for the Strong Side.
Oh, yes. You can't wipe the smile off my face, but I know Paul Adams will be very concerned when that moment comes, and I can't wait to see him on Sunday.
So on a very blustery, windy, cold evening from Deckerville, Michigan, the Eagles victorious over the Mayville Wildcats for their fifth victory on the season. 50-20, Deckerville now makes it 4 victories in a row to take their commanding lead and their destiny in their own hands in the NCTL Blue. We'll see you on Sunday for the Strong Side at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. And then again, we'll see you next Friday as Sandusky travels to Harbor Reach in the Greater Thumb East Championship. On behalf of Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. It's always fun to broadcast from Deckerville. We certainly enjoyed it tonight. Until next time, we will see you then. Stay warm, stay cool.